about there, and you want to have that sort of much, that kind of gap.
Yes.
So I'll be talking like this, and Vinny, you're going to be talking like...
Yeah.
Okay, as useful as ever. I'm sure that'd be perfect. Okay. So what's it called? Verinda Thinks.
Yeah.
We'll do a few more of those, and we'll try and see if we can come up with something else to do. What else can we talk about?
We're going to sing or something.
We'll do some singing as well. I'm trying to think what other subjects I can throw at you for Verinda Thinks. And now it's time for Verinda Thinks. This week, Verinda thinks about Big Brother.
Yeah. If you like watching Big Brother, yeah, I can't believe you. It's like watching people at their homes. It's like, why don't you just put a video camera in your own house and watch your own family instead of watching someone else, you know, argue and things like that. Everyone who watches Big Brother seems to get addicted. I tried to watch it. I mean, there are good-looking girls in it and everything, that's about it. I mean, there's a few arguments over something stupid. Like, I think a few weeks ago, they were arguing over, was it that? That's it, Rihanna. That's it, Rihanna's age. I mean, that's ridiculous. And anyone who watches that is quite mad, to tell you the truth. I don't get what's so good about it. I mean, they're just 10 ordinary people living together. All right, they're all strangers, but that's about it. And somehow, once they leave, they all become massive celebs and earn lots of money. And all those people that work hard in to achieve what they want to achieve, have already achieved, don't achieve it. And I think Big Brother should be scrapped. Unlike X Factor and Pop Stars and things like that, and or Apprentice, at least those are talent shows. These are just strange, just people, outrageous people living in the house. Thank you.
Brilliant. And now it's time for Verinda Thinks. This week, Verinda thinks about Page 3.
Yeah, Page 3. Yeah, that's interesting. If I was a woman, I would be quite mad, but I'm not. So that makes me happy. But I can understand why people get angry over it. I mean, especially the Page 3 the parents, those women that are modelling, they must be quite angry at their children. But then again, they earn a lot of money, so they buy houses for them, so they've got nothing really to complain about. And all those people, all those women who complain about them, always blame it on men for some reason, even though those Page 3 girls do it on their own will. And if they got any right to complain, they have to complain to the women, and they got no right to complain anyway, because it's their body and they can do whatever they like with it. And you know, but then again, there are a lot of perverts doing stuff with it, and I think a lot of women who do Page 3 do feel uncomfortable about that. But I think they're probably quite warned before doing it, so it's their own fault. And I think it should carry on forever and ever, because the reason why men buy newspapers, most men anyway. That's it.
This is brilliant. I got loads more ideas. Okay. And now it's time for... I've been calling you Verinda, haven't I?
Yeah. I think you call me Vinny as well.
Okay, well, that's fine. Either's fine. And now it's time for Verinda Thinks. This week, Verinda thinks about Iraq.
Yeah, Iraq's a country, and there's a war happening down there. It's got a lot of oil. I think the second most in the world. And people say the war of Iraq is over oil and not terrorism. Which probably is true anyway, but I don't see why they complain, because they got oil for the petrol. All those people who marched down in London with those sticks with it written, no war in Iraq. I mean, what's the point of that? Why have they achieved? So many people have done that and they've achieved nothing. And at least you're getting oil by this war. Oil for your petrol in your car, and oil for other stuff like, things. Other things. There are plenty of for your fuel for the aeroplane. Fuel. So at least this war has benefited you. And a lot of people died, but a lot of people died in World War One and World War Two. No one complains about that, do they? You don't see people marching down up and down in London in front of the Houses of Parliament saying "No war in Iraq, no war in Iraq," and most of the time it's old women or old women and men and women who have no jobs, no children, no grandchildren, no nothing. They live alone in the house, got nothing better to do than to march up and down in London. Those people who are doing it are most likely to be illiterate. Have no education at all, have no jobs, they're nothing. And the war in Iraq would eventually stop, so there's nothing to complain about. It's happened before. I think it happened in 1990, and it's going to happen now. So it stopped then, it's going to stop now, so stop complaining. That's it.
I can do this all fucking night, man. And now it's time for Verinda Thinks. This week, Verinda thinks about racism.
Racism, yeah. The thing about racism is that I don't know if it's around. I'm like Indian, yeah. I've got Indian family, but I'm born and bred in England, and I haven't really got any racist remarks thrown at me either at school or in the street. But I don't know how it really feels like. Obviously, it must be quite bad. But I think most people use it as excuse for getting a job. Is it because I'm Asian? And the employer gets scared, has to employ him even though he's an idiot, because he used the race card. And I think too many people use it as an excuse. There are some people who even think that even if you mention the if you some other from some person from another community even mentions your community is racism, they're that stupid. I think racism does exist, but not as much as it used to, but it's quite a bad thing, it's been used as an excuse too much these days. That's it.
I've got a couple more, then we'll do something else. Now it's time for Verinda Thinks. This week, Verinda thinks about swearing.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of swearing. Wait, can I swear? I can swear, yeah. But I'm a fan of swearing, but the thing is, yeah, I don't think it should be used too much, because sometimes if you want to impress a girl or something, they might get annoyed and dump you. So I advise all those boys, yeah, don't swear too much, especially in front of your girlfriends. But if you want to fight, yeah, outside a pub or something, yeah, swear as much as you like. Yeah, you know, call them a prick or a cunt or something like that. But that's about it, yeah. Don't use it too much. They might beat you up if you use too much. Unless they use it as well. And don't use racist swear words. Because that's too personal. Don't swear at their mum, swear at them. Don't swear at their dads or their family, swear at them. Call them whatever you like, but don't swear at someone else, only them. And I swear a lot, yeah. I've been beaten up a few times because of that. If you use it properly, it's quite funny sometimes as well. You see it on TV all the time. I don't know why they bleep it. Children swear all the time anyway. So there's no point of bleeping it on TV. So all those producers and directors on the BBC, ITV, whatever, yeah, don't ever bleep out the swear words, because everyone does it. Trust me. I know. Thank you.
Did two more of these. I still write two more. Now it's time for Verinda Thinks. This week, Verinda thinks about binge drinking.
Binge drinking. Well, there's nothing wrong with it, I think. Okay, so, all right. It might be bad for your health, but if you want to enjoy life, you have to drink. If you want to enjoy a party, you have to have a drink. You have to get pissed, because there's no fun just staying sober, because it's quite boring. Everyone else will think you're boring. They're going to chuck you out of the house because you're not drinking, because you're being so boring. And it's also quite funny looking at drunken people in the streets, you know, walking all wobbly and falling down, people pissing out their faces, or they're pissing down their own trousers. Don't ban drinking or anything. I'm telling the government now, yeah, don't ban drinking, because everyone drinks. Okay, some people don't drink because of religion or health issues or something, yeah. But deep down, they want to drink. I know for a fact, because they want to get because they realize that's the only way to communicate with other people. Sometimes, so if you go down a pub, some people only go down a pub to enjoy themselves. Some people don't. So those people who don't have to go to a pub, and they have to drink just to hang about with people they look up to. All these alcoholics you see on TV, you know, on people shows like those Jeremy Kyle and Trisha, they're all funny people, innit? And they they've got bad lives, yeah. They probably got divorced. Their children have disowned them. They've probably been in prison, but at least they're alive. Some people get drunk and die, but at least they enjoy themselves. So, keep drinking alive. Yeah. That's
walking down the street, pissing out their faces, did you say?
Yeah. So they're pissing at their faces.
Right, one more of these, and then we have to go in there. Right. And now it's time for Verinda Thinks. This week, Verinda thinks about Ian Lee.
Yeah, Ian Lee, well, yeah, he used to be on TV. He used to be on a show called The Rise. Oh, no, Rise, that's it, not The Rise. Yeah, it didn't do well. It got axed. And he used to be on a show called The 11 O'Clock Show. I think that got axed as well. And he's been on other shows like what was that show again? Oh damn, I forgot. He was in Celebrity Soup that got axed. I think that's a finish now. So it looks like he's a walking disaster. Everything he touches turns to dust. Even he used to be in XFM, he got sacked. He's on LBC now. I think, give it time, he's going to get sacked again. And I even made a song about him. Yeah, he goes, who the hell is in your league? Who the hell is in your league? Who the hell is in your league? That's it. I bet you if I walked down the street and asked who's Ian Lee, no one would know. People who call up their station either slag him off, or they're old women that fancy him that haven't had any action for years, and they think the easiest one is easy, and Ian Lee's the easiest thing to get. So, who the hell is Ian Lee? That's it.
Right, this is brilliant, man. Can I get used to a couple of things as you going, you're listening to Shindiggery. Can you just do that a couple of times?
You're listening to Shindiggery.
Say it one more time.
You're listening to Shindiggery.
Okay, something like, this is the internet, this is a podcast, this is Shindiggery.
This is the internet, this is a podcast, this is Shindiggery.
Shindiggery, it shits on Ricky Gervais.
Shindiggery, it shits on Ricky Gervais.
Russell Brand, fuck yourself. Shindiggery is the future.
Russell Brand, fuck yourself. Shindiggery is the future.
Right. Do you want to sing a song?
Yeah.
What, anything, any of your hits. Just, this is fucking brilliant, Verinda. This is absolutely brilliant.
I can't remember any of the words.
That's it. That's the joke.
Okay. All right, then.
Or can you try and sing Rehab?
Yeah. All right. I only know the chorus. They tried to make me go to rehab, and I said no, no, no. They tried to make me go to rehab, and I said no, no, no. They tried to make me go to rehab, and I said no, no, no. That's it. That's so good.
Don't worry, none of this will get played on LBC. I promise you, this is all going to be for podcasts. That was really good. Let's do a couple more. Anything you can think of you want to sing?
Sleepy Jean.
Yeah, go on, Sleepy Jean.
Wait, let me just remember the words.
I'm not looking at you because I don't want to put you off because I'm pissing myself laughing.
As snail bells as she sings, at the 6 o'clock alarm never rings. Cheer up, Sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? Cheer up, Sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen?
Right, we'll do one more, then I'll let you go. Anything you can think of? do you know Umbrella by Rihanna?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Limp Bizkit.
Do you want to sing Limp Bizkit?
Wait, yeah, I'll then. My way, wait. You think you're special, You do. I can see you in your eyes. When you laugh at me, walk around me. Just one more fight about a lot of things. And I will give up anything to be on my own again. Freaking. My way, it's my way, it's my way, the highway. It's my way, it's my way, it's my way, the highway.
That'll do, man, that'll do. Right, let's go and stop this computer and I'll sort of send it where I need to send it. That's brilliant, Billy. Absolutely brilliant, man.